From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States being singled out by its allies over the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum. At the G7 finance ministers meeting in Canada, Canadian Finance Minister Bill Morneau said ministers want Mr. Trump to hear the message of concern and disappointment. Allies, including Canada and the European Union, are threatening retaliatory tariffs. G7 ministers are urging the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, to deliver their message before leaders of the G7 countries who meet this week in Quebec.
There's a lot of issues that are going on. The president's been personally involved in our trade updates. We meet with him almost every week on these issues. And again, I'm sure he will be addressing with the other leaders the trade issues.
Quebec summit will mark President Trump's first visit to Canada as president. After a week of negotiation, President Trump says the summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is back on, and for now, no pressures will be placed on Pyongyang.
I don't even want to use the term maximum pressure anymore, because I don't want to use that term. Because we're getting along, you see the relationship, we're getting along. So it's not a question of maximum pressure, it's staying essentially the way it is.
June 12th meeting in Singapore is meant to begin the process of ending North Korea's nuclear program. Mr. Trump says he believes Kim is committed to that goal. Wall Street Journal reporting plans underway for a summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Likely on that agenda, Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election with the intent of pushing a Trump win. Plus, the U.S. also denouncing Russia's alliance with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. U.S.